It seems the scores of fentanyl-related fatalities have done little to dissuade drug users from consuming opiates, illicit or otherwise. The opioid crisis continues to claim lives across Canada at staggering rates. Although the situation seems hopeless, there are options. I sat down with a local artist and entrepreneur to discuss how she utilizes art as a means of recovery and self-expression. Thanks for taking the time to speak with me. Would you mind introducing yourself?
My name is Wendy Morgan. I'm a self-employed artist. I live in St. John's now, but I'm from Grand Falls, Windsor. I own a business called Get Face, Face and Body Painting, but I'm also regional manager of a business called East Coast Art Party.
Have you always been artistically inclined?
Well, yeah, I think I have, but it didn't become apparent to everyone until I got into grade one and a teacher noticed it. And ever since then, I've had a pencil or a pen or a paintbrush in my hand.
It's my understanding that you've had some struggles in the past. Would you mind telling me about that?
From 14 to 18, I had a problem with prescription medication. We didn't really have a whole lot of help in Newfoundland for youth that are struggling with that. It's kind of the understanding that we can get through it. So it took a while for me to get help. I'm doing good now.
How is your life different nowadays?
My goodness. I got help. I was gifted to have a little bit of support.
As soon as you step into Wendy's creative space, you can see the incredible amount of work she's produced. The walls are covered with paintings, to the point that you can barely tell what color the walls are. On the floor are boxes filled with brightly painted canvases. There are still more propped along the perimeter of the room. Each piece has a story, which Wendy proudly relates. To her, it's a positive way to channel her energy, to move past her addiction. She no longer identifies as an addict, but as an artist. It's a much more fitting term.
Art was always with me, so I always knew that that's what I wanted to do. I was never good at math, so I was kind of always banking on that. So I went back to making crafts, and it was pretty low-key, making things at craft fairs, but I was beachcombing, so I was going all around Newfoundland and collecting things and making orders for people. But it wasn't until I got into face painting that I started realizing that I love people. I love sharing my art with people. Like, I like getting it out there. And that's something that I think everyone really does need to find, is another identity. And even if you don't have a talent, you have an untapped talent. You can find another identity.
So what recent accomplishments are you most proud of?
I got to deal with everything from CNIB to different small town community days. And I painted body of a girl for April 1. And I actually got to meet Richard Lanthier, and he left me a little shout out on my Facebook page. We actually got shouted out on stage, which I was really proud of.
I'd say.
So that gave me a lot of motivation.
So your present sounds pretty decent. What are your plans for the future?
Oh my goodness.
Or your hopes?
I see a lot of potential with this business, actually. I do. I think that growing this brand and getting it bigger, and honestly, I would love to do, I want to be involved more with more charities, actually. I think this business has the potential to gain a lot of funds for people, so that would be wonderful. Pretty fun.
Noble aspirations.
Yeah.
And I wish you nothing but the best. And it's always good to see someone who has overcome their issues to move on and live a happier existence.
Oh, yes, for sure.
Thank you for talking to me.
Thank you.